Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I don't know where to start. I'm not necessarily shocked at what has happened in the election, but it's just a reminder of how stupid the American people really are, and it confirms Barry Rothman's stupidity virus totally. And some of the people, like here in Wisconsin, we had absolutely rank communist wants to defund the police, and on and on and on it goes, and he almost beat out Ron Johnson, who exposed COVID for what it was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe that's why, folks, America's gone. I don't know what else to say to all of you out there. You better buckle your seatbelts because a storm is coming. And I do mean a big blood red storm, blood moon on the 8th, you may remember. So that's an 11-8 in Strong's. Guess what it means? And also 119. Contest, fight, wrestle, public contest. What did we have? Blood, red, moon, blood, bath. Democrats stole the midterms. Communism now has a firm seat in America. Crime, inflation, record gas prices, war, open borders, and corruption all win. Yay to the American people. That's what you want? Boy, that is what you're going to get. And don't be crying to anybody else when the knock on the door at 3 o'clock comes and you're either shot or taken to a FEMA camp. Don't be crying to anyone. You let it happen, folks. You let it happen out there. And I'm not talking to the people listening. I'm talking to the general public of the United States of America, which is brain dead and comatose at this point in time. I don't know what to say to people. Communism is purely satanic. If you read your Bibles, you would know that. Why would you vote for something that's totally satanic? See, we get back into the spiritual on this thing. And the American people are spiritually dead, comatose, apostate. I don't think they know anything, basically. And I look at the churches. The churches are horrible. Dens of thieves. Well, make sure you tithe before you leave our church service where the pastor talked about his favorite cookbook. And somebody goes up to him and says, well, what about this verse about the straight gate and narrow way? Well, you know what? You probably should leave. You ask too many questions, and we just don't want you here. These people are going to hell, folks. I'm dead serious. I'm warning people for the last 30-something years. You either do what Jesus Christ commanded of you, or you die in your sins. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter what your bias is. Doesn't matter if you're rolling on the floor in laughter. Doesn't matter if you want to get out your shotgun and kill me for saying it. It's the truth. And the American people cannot stand the truth. It reminds me of that movie, A Few Good Men, where the commanding officer of Gitmo tells the attorney, you can't handle the truth. The American people cannot handle God's truth. Therefore, he is going to kill you all. It's not a question of whether you're all going to die or not. question is where are y'all going after you die? And if we have all the records and we have all the testimony, wow. Well, I don't wonder America voted the way it did. It didn't really surprise me, and yet it shocked me in some ways. I don't know about you, Larry, but I just couldn't believe the results, and I couldn't believe that these communists were virtually breaking all the records. And the communists actually won. Well, you say, well, we picked up some house seats. You didn't pick up enough. The communists are still in power in the House and in the Senate and in Washington, in the administration. The communists have won, and the American people let it happen. In fact, they demanded it, that it happen. And you can sit there and say, well, they rigged the elections. Well, maybe they did. They did in 2020. What did people think they were going to do in 2022? They got away with it, right? In 2020? That was blatant. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? What's your opinion on all this?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to fall back on Barry Rothman's stupidity virus, because now it's been proved out. It's mind-boggling. And where was the church in America? And, of course, it was an American election, but the whole world was watching. And now they know what kind of fools we really are. It's unbelievable. You mentioned, the church. All the churches in America are nothing but vacant buildings, whether anybody's in them or not. They can be packed to the ceiling with people, and they're still vacant buildings. There's nobody home. Stuart, they're worthless. They do not teach the truth. They won't tell the truth. They won't stand behind the truth. They won't take a stand of any kind for the truth. It's sickening, Stuart. And I did have a laugh today. I posted it on my blog today, by the way. Hal Turner, who is, he's warned people about Q. Anyway, here's what he said. Really interesting. He said the Q people are all made fools again. It's all lies. I've told you before. Shake off this Q thing and move on. But I don't think they can do it, Stuart. You got to remember, Stuart, let's see now. I'm trying to figure this out. Years ago, Donald Trump's going to save us. Donald Trump's going to drain the swamp, which was the entire U.S. government. Donald Trump's going to do this. Donald Trump's going to do that. We get to sit in our recliners, eat popcorn, drink a Coke or a beer, and watch football games. Donald Trump will get her done. Well, guess what? He didn't do anything. Basically, he did good to keep his head above water, and he created water from all the storms around him for four solid years until he was washed out of Washington. When that happened, well, what is it? Well, Jesus will do it. Jesus will do it. We're waiting on Jesus to do it. Well, Jesus didn't even send a helicopter. So then they're going to wait. What next? God to do it? But they don't even know anything about God. They don't even remember Psalms 2's in the Bible. Stuart, I don't know how to get around this. I don't know how to even equate it. Here, for how many weeks have we heard that there's going to be not only a red wave, it's going to be a red tsunami. And guess what we had, Stuart? A red ripple that liked to drown some of the Republicans.
Yeah, I know. It was incredible. And here's what's a little couple liners. In a normal time, now notice the word normal, in a normal country, and again, notice the word normal, voters would reject record gas prices, record inflation, record crime rates, war, and corruption. So why did the people elect even more rank liberals and reject conservative thinking? Or did they? Was it rigged from the start? Well, 2020 was rigged. Oh, no, it wasn't. That was honest. No, it was not. How is it that Trump was able to bring in 25,000 on a rally and Biden could barely get 100 and consistent over the whole period of running for president. And yet Biden wins by a record margin. I mean, people are brain dead. You're right. It's not just stupidity anymore. They're brain dead, comatose. Well, that's just because you're a conservative and we're not. It has nothing to do with it. Look at what you're voting for. No. This is, I think the Lord has decided that America is gone. And now the judgments come. What do you think that blood red moon was about on election night? What do you think it was about, folks? Do you not know signs of the heavens? Do you not know what these things mean? See, they don't. It doesn't even equate. It does not equate. It doesn't even enter their brain. They cannot and will not accept real truth. They can't. And the reason I believe they can't is God said, I'll send you your own personal delusions. And the biggest delusion of all for the Christian is right there in Revelation chapter 3. You knowest not that you are blind, miserable, naked. All elements of true salvation are missing. What he's telling them is they're not born again. They're not going to heaven. They're going to eternal ruin. Well, that can't be true. We'll go into Matthew chapter 7 and read what Jesus does to these people. American people, the American Christian, is worthless. I think Franklin Graham and a few of the others proved that during the COVID hoax and the jab. They proved it. Oh, just line up. Jesus would take it. What a bunch of lying liars they are. And yet people love them. Oh, we love to have it so. Well, you're going to love to have it so until the judgments really start to fall. And we got one just coming in down there in Florida. How many judgments does Florida need? I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. Anyway, now we got a group, a UN group, basically, going up to Mount Sinai on November 13th. 13, of course, is the number of total rebellion. They're going up to Mount Sinai, I guess, to rewrite 10 commandments. Isn't that interesting? They can't stand the commandments of God, so they're going to rewrite them. I mean, how far does this have to go? It's going to go to the point where we have hell on earth. You're not going to have to die and go down. You're going to have it right here. I've read some of the documents of what's happened in other countries and the viciousness. And some of the prophecies that I've read of late from people who have been shown by the Lord what's coming to the United, to Americans, and how the sheriff departments and the sheriff deputies will be shaking in their boots, vomiting as they watch their neighbors and whatnot slaughtered. They're peeing in their pants. Cowards. Absolute cowards. As the Bible calls them, absolute cowards, snowflakes. There is not one, it doesn't appear to be, very many independent people left anymore who think for themselves. No. They got to think whatever they're told to think. So you're going down. I don't know how else to tell you. I've been warning that for 30 years. America's Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great goes down to the grave. Basically without a whimper. And the American people go down with it, and they do not go to heaven by and large. They all go to eternal ruin. Read your Bible. Don't you believe Jesus Christ? Oh, no, I'm not sure Jesus is really real. I'm not really sure he came to earth. I think they made that up. Well, what about Satan? Oh, no. You don't understand. He's not a person of any kind. You don't understand. He's some nebulous force out there. and on they go. Well, have it their way. What did Jesus tell you? Any nation that forgets God is turned into hell. What do you think that blood moon was all about? The nation of America is now going to be turned into hell. And the judgments are coming, and they're going to be ferocious, and millions of Americans are going to die. And most of them will not be going home to heaven. They have another home. Because they have listened to people like Franklin Graham, Benny Hinn, and all these other idiots who pose as Christians but are liars, absolute satanic liars and beings of light. Read your scriptures. Understand the harshness of scripture. You think God's going to fool around with this? You think he's going to be nice to a nation that has turned into what America has turned into, and the number of babies we have butchered and now killing the young as they come out of the womb? And we have that reptile Pfizer CEO. And now, how many people do we have to have dead before the American people will even murmur? How many American young children have to die before anybody says anything about it? America is now cursed, and the curse is the curse of death and hell on earth before the final finishing of the United States of America. And she will never rise ever again. It's all in the scriptures. Oh, no. America's not in the Bible. Okay, have it your way. You can't fight stupidity, Larry. There is no fighting it. There's nothing you can do about stupidity. You know, you can maybe fix naivety. But I don't know how you fix rank stupidity, if it's even that. I think it's below that at this point. And it's not just because of the election. We have watched all kinds of insane things going on now, everywhere. In fact, where was it? They had a beauty contest. And a guy in drag, way overweight, ugly as all get out, wins in a contest with women, a beauty pageant. I mean, how sick does this have to go before people begin to realize what is going on here? And then we got one more thing I wanted to talk about, and that's the Obama. There were some articles, Steve Fletcher pointed out that there were some articles about the Democrats were turning to Obama for a miracle. So what was the miracle? The midterms. Midterms. They stayed in power. The communists held on to their power. We have a blood moon. What is a blood moon? Red. What's red? Communist. What's also red? A red wedding. What's a red wedding? It's bloodletting. So, now, watch out if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a constitutionist, a Bill of Rights, they're going to come for you. Red wedding. Red wedding. So anyway, if you look it up, 118 in Strong's, to be contend, to fight, a public contest, also a struggle with sufferings. What do you think, Larry?
Well, today I found my evidence. I'm not changing the subject completely, but I found my evidence. I went to the dollar store, as I've done for months now, and I looked through hunting the Crayolas, the woke Crayolas. I found them. I found a new shelf of new Crayolas. Now, everybody's not like me. I know... very few people 75 years old goes in the store and hunts Crayolas, right? But, well, that's just me. But you got to laugh about something. But guess what, Stuart? The new boxes of Crayolas are woke. There is no white Crayola in the boxes. None. I'm going to buy a box tomorrow. I'm going to buy you a box, too, and I'll send it to you. They're woke. And I've been waiting a while. To me, that was a sign. You know, I mentioned that time ago. Remember, I was saying every once in a while I'd say, well, there's still a white Crayola in the boxes. And I know people think I'm a little weird, but even when you read my blog, you know I'm weird. But I have a lot of clues in there, and they may not make sense, but give it a while, and then they begin to make sense. So anyway, I found woke Crayolas now. No white ones in the boxes. The perfect set of Crayolas for the woke. And, of course, I like what Trump said. He says everything woke turns to you know what. I don't have to say it. You can visualize it probably in your mind if you ever lived in the country. But which is where I still live. But I was thinking as you were sharing, Stuart, how that, I've looked at old pictures of World War II and the prison camps, the Holocaust, et cetera, and it would go through my mind every once in a while, how could so many of these people literally stand in their, not flee or not fight, but just stand in groups and allow everything to be taken from them, their money, their valuables, their jewelry, their homes, their businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they walk them to, at the time they used locomotives and pulled trailers, like cattle trailers, full of people to the gas chambers, if you will. But I wondered, now, how could that be? And, Stuart, that had to have been a judgment for the Jews, and they literally walked eyes glazed over into their end. They literally walked to their end oblivious, absolutely oblivious with everything around them, destroying them, and they never seemed to have a real clue, I'm about to die or I'm in danger, because they never fought back. So with that being said, Stuart, I think we're seeing this history one more time repeating itself in America. You remember what... she was the old saint that, she survived the Holocaust.
What you mean, but I can't remember her name.
Yeah, remember when she went to China? All the Christians had been slaughtered, and some of the pastors that lived through the hiding told her, warn America that this will come to them, and warn their people to get ready, because it may happen to you. And here we are, Stuart. We're having the same things around us happening now, yet we're walking around with our eyes glazed over, stumbling around, hoping that, well, if they take my $100, maybe they'll leave me a nickel. I mean, that's where we're at, literally, in this country, and we can't resist squat. But now, with that being said, let me balance that with this, okay? You know, I read that book by Anton Johansson, the Norwegian seer, a long time ago, and he made a very odd statement that I even thought was odd at the time when I read it, and he said, Jesus came to me and told me about a civil war in America, a second civil war, not the first one, where a number of states band together and leave the Union. Well, what's odd, Stuart? I'm talking from my angle here. We just had an election. I went out and prayed the day of the election. I had a real heavy heart. I had a heavy feeling. I felt burdened, and I walked and prayed. And, I can't say it was the Lord, but when I was walking back to the house after praying, I was saying, Lord, what is going on? And it's almost like in my spirit I heard death of the Union, that this election was the death of the Union. And so with that being said, what I noticed about my part of the country, during this recent election, the Democrats almost flipped Texas, but they survived. They got the Republican governor. He made it. through the election, so you've still got a Republican. Florida went completely red. They flipped the whole state. As a matter of fact, DeSantis, everybody, and including Donald Trump's mad at DeSantis because he told Biden and the feds, he says, woke comes to Florida to die. So he strode out of Stuart, that's a challenge. That's
yes.
a challenge like the age of, you know, the Dark Ages, to where you'd give a challenge to another knight and then you went to war. But no, America, you know, the people can't figure that one out. That's just a clue. So there you are. But Stuart, my governor, they took a Republican, turned that Republican to a Democrat to run against my governor, who's really been against Biden and all of this that's been coming down. And he had the battle, but he won. So I've got a good governor in my state. Texas has got a good governor still. They had trouble, but they overcome it. And guess what? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Mike Huckabee's daughter, won as a Republican running in Arkansas. So there you've got three states locked together. Now, I don't know what will come of this, but Stuart, I sincerely believe people better be very aware of where they're located. It's all about to change.
Yeah, yep. I think this is what this was all about, and the breakup of the union. Like you were just saying, I mean, even Russian scientists said that America would break up into four or five different regions. And other prophets have said the same thing, that it was going to break up. And here's just another headline. U.S. health officials are declaring the 2022-2023 flu season an epidemic. Well, very soon it'll be WHO and the CDC, and it's a pandemic. And we'll go right back to where we were before because people are just so stupid, they're not going to resist this medical tyranny that's coming down the pike. They're laying it all out for you again, and nobody's paying any attention. Here's another one kind of interesting. 42% of Generation Z diagnosed with a mental health condition, surveys reveal. Well, what's that all about? 42% of Americans young but cynical Generation Z are dealing with mental health conditions. Well, why are they bringing that out? Remember the red flag laws? You can't have a gun if you got a mental condition. See what they're doing? Communists never quit. Communists never give up.
And
we're headed. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
You bringing that up brings forward really this point real well, and I'd like your opinion on it. Over the years, I have heard it from so many communist countries that when the communists take over, you cannot vote them out of office. They won't go. It's impossible to vote a communist government out of office. Yet, Stuart, we just tried it and failed.
Yep, exactly. We let them in there. The people evidently wanted it because they would not stand up when they absolutely knew the election had been rigged. And you got, of course, the whole propaganda arm of mainstream media, and now a lot of alternative news media has been infiltrated. One more thing here. Pfizer develops RSV vaccine for pregnant women to immunize their unborn babies in the womb. Folks, they're doing it to kill the babies. I'm telling you, this guy, Pfizer guy, is a reptile. All you got to do is watch him close. Remember the movie V? People think you're nuts when you talk about that. You won't, because they're going to come out in the open. The Bible tells you that it's a reptilian people who run our government. The great serpent. What do you think the serpent is? He's a reptile. We just can't believe this kind of stuff. Well, it's true anyway, whether you can believe it or not. You're going to find out.
Hey,
these people mean the death of American people. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, since you brought it up, Barry Rothman a couple of months ago brought out a new Torah code that he did, and it said clearly Obama is a reptile. So there you are.
I remember that. Shapeshifters. They can take on any form they want. You're in trouble, folks. Heads up, buckle your seatbelt. Anyway, talk about it Friday. Good night.